Tonight, the final countdown, a shipping and shopping frenzy before midnight. If you're not done yet, there are still last-minute deals to be had. Also, the holiday forecast, let it snow, will tell you who's getting a white Christmas. President Trump celebrating at his private club in Palm Beach, wishing troops a Merry Christmas, and taking aim at a familiar target. A tragedy in the sky this Christmas Eve, a deadly plane crash, no survivors, and questions about why the pilot tried to take off at all. Dramatic rescue on the slopes. Helicopters swoop in to save more than 150 skiers hanging midair for hours. And home for the holidays. We're there for the heartwarming family reunions.
This is NBC Nightly News with Kate Snow.
Good evening. I'm Peter Alexander in tonight for Kate. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Christmas Eve, where it is down to the wire for last-minute holiday travelers and gift buyers. More than half of all Americans leaving some of their shopping to this final weekend. That window, of course, is quickly closing. Santa's on his way, and in many places, snow has already beat him there. Tonight, 65 million people in 24 states are under winter weather alerts, with a strengthening Arctic blast now sweeping across the country. We'll have that forecast for you in just a moment. But first, we begin with NBC's Jolynn Kent on the late dash for deals.
It's the race to the finish line.
Up to my debit card gets declined.
Across the country, people are scrambling to finish their holiday shopping, looking for last-minute deals.
Okay, wish us luck. We are off to do our last-minute shopping. Hopefully we get everything we need.
Crystal Merchant from Abilene, Texas is one of them.
Everything here is literally 50 to 70% off, as you can see. So I think we've hit the jackpot here.
More than 125 million people are spending the weekend finishing their shopping, and it's paying off big for retailers.
In a holiday season where online shopping surged, the real challenge for brick-and-mortar stores like these were satisfying customers as they shopped online, giving them better deals offline.
Some of the best bargains are on clothing, toys, and electronics like laptops, smartwatches, and fitness trackers. And stores like Target, Kmart, and Big Lots are open late tonight, trying to cash in on procrastinating customers.
How were the deals?
Great. The
deals were great.
And if something has to be under the tree tomorrow morning,
you can still get gift cards, which are one of the most popular and most requested gifts. You can pick up a gift card just about anywhere.
But for folks who are willing to wait, experts say put online items in your shopping cart now and leave them there overnight. Chances are when you wake up, you'll see prices slashed or coupons in your inbox.
We still need to buy four. A few gifts for my daughter and my son.
But waiting wasn't an option for Crystal Merchant.
We were able to get it all done within about 5 hours.
The final dash to put the perfect presents under the tree. Jolynn Kent, NBC News, Oxon Hill, Maryland.
In addition to those last-minute shoppers, of course, are those last-minute shippers working overtime this Christmas Eve. A scramble to make sure that your special deliveries find their place under the tree in time to be torn open tomorrow morning. NBC's Kristen Dahlgren has more.
Standing here waiting for a package from UPS on my front porch.
When Alan Kidd ordered the Ewok Village Lego set almost a week ago, he knew how much son Caleb wanted it under the tree for Christmas.
But he's talked about it probably once a week for the last 2 years.
But with hours to go, still no Legos.
Probably checked the front door no less than 100 times. Nothing's there.
While the UPS website shows a scan near his home in Georgia on December 21st, this afternoon the system said not to expect it before Christmas.
It's very disappointing.
This year, Atlanta, along with Houston, Kansas City, and Denver, are the four spots UPS has sent special teams from across the country to help with the crunch. Several hundred office employees, like accountants and desk workers, stepping in to assist sorting and even driving. UPS acknowledges that's more than in years past, but the company says the vast majority of 750 million packages have arrived on time. Online shopping reached record numbers this year. Americans expected to spend half their holiday budget online, which translates into record deliveries. For UPS, more than 300 packages a second over the past week. FedEx says in spite of bad weather near its Memphis hub Saturday, it expects to complete all deliveries today. As for Alan Kidd, he's bought some alternate presents, but is still hoping tonight delivers a Christmas miracle.
If it got here for him, I can see his face lighting up already.
Now, UPS tells us it is still working to try and get that package there tonight. And lest you think the shippers relax after this rush, they say they are expecting record returns starting Tuesday. So, Peter, no rest for the weary.
All right, Kristen Dahlgren, thank you very much and a good holiday to you. Now to the answer to the question everybody's asking, who's going to get a white Christmas? We want to get a check on the forecast. NBC, WNBC's Dave Price has it. Dave, how's it looking tonight?
Peter, much of the country blanketed in snow as we head through Christmas Eve. We're talking about heavy snows from the Rockies through the Cascades into the Olympic mountain ranges as you head out to the west. And the Midwest had a good dose of snow through the day. Now it begins to roll on into New England, and these complications are not going to end as far as travel trouble rolling into Christmas Day itself. Heavy snow expected through sections of New Hampshire and Maine into pieces of Massachusetts as well, where we could see upwards of a foot of snow. And as we travel back into the upper Midwest and northern plain states, bitterly cold temperatures along with more snow for sections of the Rockies headed into the central plain states. So it's going to be a tough go Christmas Day as well for many folks trying to get from here to there. We'll send it back to you.
All right, Dave, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks. One place where it certainly is not snowing this Christmas Eve, sunny Palm Beach, Florida. That's where President Trump and his family are spending the holidays at his private club. The president taking time today to wish the troops a Merry Christmas, also taking aim at a familiar target. Our White House correspondent Kelly O'Donnell has the details.
We appreciate it. Have a great Christmas.
A holiday greeting by video conference.
We say Christmas again very proudly.
The president connected with service members from each branch around the world.
We're grateful for each of you who spend this Christmas away from your families and defend all of our families.
But not all today's tidings were joyful. The president again delivered coal to the media on Twitter. The fake news refuses to talk about how big and how strong our base is. A political base often energized by the president's views on immigration. Earlier this month, he said the U.S. should stop the policy where naturalized citizens can bring family members to the U.S.
We're calling for Congress to end chain migration.
Saturday night, the Trump administration linked chain migration to a gun attack by a 51-year-old naturalized citizen from Egypt, killed by police, after authorities say he fired on Pennsylvania law enforcement. The Department of Homeland Security can confirm the suspect involved in a terror attack in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, came to the U.S. through extended family chain migration. Today, the White House argued for Congress to make changes to clarify rules for temporary immigration programs that get extended for many years, already ordering nearly 60,000 Haitians with temporary residency to leave within 18 months.
The people here from Haiti are here from an earthquake that happened roughly 10 years ago under temporary protective status.
While back at Mar-a-Lago,
Santa moves very quickly.
The president and first lady called children to chat about the global travels of Santa as tracked by the government's NORAD radar.
And in those Santa calls, the Trump spoke to 22 children living in 10 states across the country. The White House has not announced all the specifics for the holiday plans for the first family, but by tradition, they typically attend Christmas Eve services at the Palm Beach Church where the president and first lady were married. Peter?
All right, Kelly, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you. Overseas tonight, North Korea is lashing out over tough new sanctions imposed by the United Nations. Kim Jong-un's regime calling the sanctions an act of war that violates its sovereignty. The North Koreans went on to say it's a pipe dream for the U.S. to think the regime will give up its nuclear weapons. Back in this country, a scare near the home of a member of President Trump's cabinet. Authorities responded to a Bel Air mansion, the LAPD bomb squad, examining a suspicious gift addressed to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and delivered to his neighbor's home. In the end, officers say they found a pile of horse manure inside, marked as being from, quote, the American people. The Secret Service is now investigating. Tonight, five people are dead after a twin-engine plane crashed at the end of a runway in Florida. This happened at Bartow Municipal Airport. That's a small airport in central Florida, just east of Tampa. Officials say a family headed out on a day trip to Key West and their private plane took off in heavy fog. We get more now from NBC's Maya Rodriguez.
The plane never even made it past the airport. The wreckage of a Cessna 340 on the tarmac, five people killed when it crashed on takeoff.
One of our helicopter pilots was in the hangar, heard the plane starting to take off, and thought to himself, my gosh, I can't believe someone's trying to take off in this weather.
Shortly after 7 a.m., heavy fog blanketed the area. The plane took off heading east. Visibility was less than 300 feet. A member of the Sheriff's Office Aviation Unit heard the crash.
He said it was just seconds later that he heard the change in the pitch of the blades and the impact at the north end of the airport, not very far from our hangar.
When first responders arrived, they had trouble seeing the crash scene.
We're on scene now at the airbase. They say there is a plane down. It's really foggy. We're unable to see it from our location. I'm going to try to make it out onto the airfield.
The plane already engulfed in flames by the time fire crews got to the scene. The victims on board, known to many in this small town. John Shannon, president of the Republican Club in Lakeland. And according to the sheriff, he was an accomplished pilot. Also killed in the crash, his daughter Victoria, her husband, another one of Shannon's daughters, and a family friend.
Hug your children today and your grandchildren a little tighter and say prayers for the family of these folks on the airplane.
This small town is reeling tonight. Shannon's daughter and son-in-law were celebrating their first Christmas as a married couple. And before the group left on the plane, they had brought Christmas cookies to the staff here at the airport. Peter. All right, Maya, thank you very much for that. High drama today, high above the French Alps. More than 150 skiers left stranded in chairlifts when a gondola broke. It broke down near a resort. The rescue operation lasted 3 hours. Helicopters swooping in to save them about 80 feet off the ground. Look at that. Rescuers opening hatches in the roofs, then safely lowering the skiers to the ground. Heck of an ending there. Across much of the world tonight, it's time for a celebration, but tensions in the birthplace of Christ are leaving Arab Christians on edge. Also tonight, Pope Francis is presiding over midnight mass at the Vatican. We get more on all of it from NBC's Lucy Kafanoff.
A rare moment of joy in a land that's seen too little of it this season. As Bethlehem prepares to celebrate Christmas, security is tight. The West Bank and Jerusalem have been the center of unrest in recent weeks. President Donald Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, sparking clashes. But in the center of this city tonight, a symbol of peace. Fear may have kept some tourists away, but not all.
I like being here at Christmas because Jesus was born here.
And at home, Christian Palestinian families gathered around their own trees. But the Musalam family worries about what the coming years will bring.
10 years ago, I used to see a light at the end of the tunnel. Now I don't see it at all. I don't see any opportunities for peace.
At the Vatican tonight, Pope Francis presided over Mass at St. Peter's Basilica, a prayer for unity and for peace. That prayer echoed in Bethlehem's Church of the Nativity, where they celebrated the birth of Christ amidst uncertainty across this contested land. Lucy Kafanov, NBC News.
And still ahead tonight, making our streets safer, an ambitious effort in cities of all sizes all across the country, and some of the results are dramatic. Also tonight, tracking Santa. He's up and away on his sleigh. We'll show you where he's been and where he's headed next. We're back now with a major effort sweeping across the country, a drive to make our streets safer for pedestrians and bicyclists. In some places, the results have been dramatic, and NBC's Steve Patterson takes a look at how it's all being done.
In a city infamous for its traffic, the right-of-way can be dangerous, sometimes fatal.
He has a fabulous husband and father.
Jennifer Knopp's husband, Jeff, an avid bicyclist, was killed by a distracted driver 1 year ago.
Just as we turned right on Foothill, I could see the police.
Jennifer is now part of a movement called Vision Zero.
Slow down. Your choices matter.
An ambitious global project to cut traffic deaths to zero. Vision Zero transformations include reducing lanes, expanding crosswalks, sidewalks, and curbs, and adding bike lanes.
Really, what we're talking about is shifting our systems and placing priority on managing speed.
Cities and counties across the country have adopted Vision Zero, all in an effort to save lives.
Now, more than 30 cities have signed on to the vision. Seattle transformed a one-mile stretch of Rainier Avenue, cutting bike and pedestrian accidents by 40%. New York redesigned parts of Queens Boulevard, once called the Boulevard of Death. Not a single pedestrian or bicyclist has been killed here since 2014. But Vision Zero has hit some speed bumps.
It basically created havoc in our community.
Back in L.A., city officials implemented Vision Zero in the beach community of Playa del Rey by reducing the number of lanes on a busy road.
We had rush hour basically all hours of the day. From 6 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night, we just had the conga line of cars through town.
Commuters, residents, and business owners complained and filed lawsuits. Within a couple months, city crews began restoring the lanes.
We're not against Vision Zero. We're against removing lanes on our arterial boulevards because you've pushed traffic off the boulevards into the neighborhoods.
Despite some setbacks, Vision Zero continues its steady rollout across the country. There's a new bike lane on the road where Jennifer Knapp's husband used to ride.
It's to create a line to say, careful, just like a crosswalk.
A comforting sight for Knapp, who hopes one day the number of traffic fatalities will finally hit zero. Steve Patterson, NBC News, Los Angeles.
Important reminder to be careful out there. When we come back, something to cheer about, a holiday surprise that'll excite fans of Serena Williams. This just in from the folks at NORAD, tracking Santa's sleigh around the world where it's already Christmas in many places. Santa and his reindeer making stops in Rome, Johannesburg, and Istanbul, and he is on his way here, which makes this another pretty good time to remind those kids, including mine, Ava and Emma, I'm watching you, that Santa is still keeping tabs on who's naughty or nice, so be good for goodness sake. Among those helping make sure it's an unforgettable holiday, right here in New York, the men and women in blue are joining the man in red.
Just in time for Christmas, Santa is getting some backup. In Brooklyn, joining forces with some super friends. An assist from New York's finest, also some of its jolliest. Here, Santa's sleigh stretches 20 police cars, a caravan overflowing with a bundle of 7,000 toys. The gifts all donated and delivered to hundreds of New York City kids.
Some people don't really get gifts, but it's nice for people, for cops to, and Santa to come around and give people gifts before Christmas. So I thank them for that.
For you.
We want to give them a moment, a magical moment, to feel like children and forget about some of the day-to-day realities.
These elves turning their precinct into a workshop, sorting and wrapping every gift themselves.
To see the look on a child's face after they received a toy, especially from the superheroes, their eyes lit up as well as ours.
I really wanted to see all the superheroes because one day I'm going to be a hero.
Who wants a Ninja Turtle? Merry Christmas. Enjoy.
Making somebody's holiday a little brighter.
It's just awesome to be a part of it.
There you go.
Might just be the best gift of all.
Great way to kick off the holiday. And one of our favorite holiday greetings this year comes from a family that became a viral sensation. You're going to remember these guys. Dad, the professor, doing that live interview with the BBC from his home office. When his daughter makes that grand entrance, followed by her little brother rolling in. And then, of course, mom trying to get them all out. Well, now the whole Kelly family back together, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas with this photo. Little Marion there on the left, as you can see, wishing everyone a peaceful New Year, and to them as well. Up next tonight, magic moments that'll make you smile this Christmas Eve. Bring the family around for this. Finally tonight, it's that moment when you see your loved ones for the first time in a long time. You know exactly what we're talking about. Those unforgettable greetings at the airport that capture the true meaning of home for the holidays.
I'm waiting for my husband. He's coming from Afghanistan. He's been there 7 years, comes home usually about every 6 to 8 months.
Oh,
after 14 years waiting for her.
My husband has 2 kids in El Salvador. 14 years that he hasn't seen them, and my daughter is the first time that she's going to see them.
It'll be the first time since he's left that we'll have all 5 of us under one roof.
Feliz Navidad!
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Love that. Big thanks to producer Jay Blackman, editor Tim L. Harvey. What a beautiful piece. That is NBC Nightly News for this Sunday. I'm Peter Alexander reporting from New York. For all of us here at NBC News, we wish you a very Merry Christmas to you and your family. We leave you tonight with a look outside at the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, glistening bright on the plaza. Have a safe night.